We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible. Coming up, the latest on the Kansas Jayhawks from KCSN, which features three shows each week in Border War, hosted by former Jayhawks guard Jeff Hawkins and Mizzou forward Jarrett Sutton. Ain't No Seats with Ryan Reinhart, Anthony Bax, and Braden Turner. And Booth Review, covering Jayhawks football with Kent Swanson and weekly special guests. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. Stay up to date on all things KU with KCSN. And now, the latest on the Kansas Jayhawks.
Welcome, everybody, to the Border War Podcast on the Kansas City Sports Network. We're presented, as always, by our sponsor, 360 Vodka. My name is Jarrett Sutton, joined, as always, by my partner, Jeff Hawkins. Jeff, good win for Kansas, dominating performance on the road, Border War, hostile environment. Yeah. They looked ready. They looked prepared. I think this is another mark of why Bill Self is the best coach in the country. Thought his game plan was flawless and really just a dominant performance from Kansas start to finish. And another, you know, we talked about this last week. The main four really carrying Kansas starts with DeJuan Harris. Jalen Wilson was great. Grady made shots, was really effective in the first half. And then Kevin McCuller, I thought, had kind of a coming out party in terms of shot making. And those four guys just really put their stamp on this game. And then KJ Adams had a day as the five and really did a nice job of just controlling the paint all day.
Yeah. Sorry, excuse me. Yeah, they did a great job. You know, one, they came into a hostile environment, which a lot of them did mention, Jalen, DeJuan. They did mention, it is a hostile environment. But, you know, DeJuan, I think, said, like, you know, we just played in front of 70,000. We just played the national championship game. But it was still a hostile environment when you talk about a rivalry. So, you know, those guys came in locked in, were able to handle the environment. They did a great job of defensively guarding full possessions, did a great job guarding the 3-point and keeping Missouri's field goal percentage down. So you talk from a standpoint of KJ Adams, you know, coming out party for him as well too. He was rocking and rolling. I thought he made some really great passes. We got a chance to see him catching at the high post, making some really good passes to some cutters on the baseline. McCuller did it also. I think, you know, another coming out party for him as well too. You know, he's starting to stuff the stat sheets and especially starting to do it on the defensive end. You know, he has 5 steals in that game as well too. Just overall performance. Grady, you know, started out very hot, really giving these guys a big lift, and I think, you know, really carried the momentum of the game. And Jalen did what Jalen did, double-double, 24 and 10. And Juan just doing Juan, 6 points, you would think, oh, man, 6 points. And he still, you know, controls the game, with 9 assists as well, too. So they did a great job. Again, didn't get deep into their bench. It's going to, you know, be interested to see what they do with their bench moving forward. But those guys, those core 5 guys that started, you know, all came to play and put up big numbers.
Yeah, you talk about the big numbers. I think with what's also impressive in this is, you know, Kansas, their last out, they had a 9-day break there where they had beat Seton Hall. They put up 91. They won 91-65, and then they beat Mizzou 95-67 just 9 days later. So you talk about the consistency, you know, from a production standpoint. And, you know, I think just the fact that you get back from Battle for Atlantis, you have a tough loss, you know, against a really, really high level team. And then you're able to really kind of just restart it back up. You get back to who you are against Seton Hall, and then you bring it the next, you know, 9 days later against Mizzou. And I touch on the game plan. I just thought Kansas was the aggressor in every way, and understanding how Mizzou was going to, you know, push tempo, wanted to force pressure, we're going to take quick shots, and they were excellent in transition, just building that lead early of Grady Dick running the floor and finishing, Kevin McCullough finishing, Jalen making plays, DeJuan obviously creating and getting ahead of the ball. I just thought they really exploited a lack of athleticism and a lack of size that Missouri doesn't have, and that's all game plan. And Kansas did a great job of spreading the floor, four out, one in, and really establishing KJ, you know, pinning guys up the line. And yeah, I think that's just a great, great execution of a game plan of really playing Missouri to their limitations.
Yeah, and you know, credit to Coach Self again. I always call him the mastermind. You know, he knew that he must have known that, you know, Missouri was definitely one to pressure, get out, and probably get out and pressure Juan. And, you know, I think he did a really great job of having other guys. Jalen brought the ball up sometimes, giving Juan a break. And I know that was, you know, part of Coach Self's game plan as well, too, to have different guys bringing the ball up to give Juan a break. So, again, you don't have to take Juan out, you know. Having DeJuan in the game is very impactful. So, you know, credit to Coach Self for even seeing that small little adjustment to where he can find different ways to get Juan a break. And then you talk about spreading them out, four out, one in. I think that was really opened up. I think that even opened up KJ's game because they – with the pressure, they were able to, you know, find some edges to get around some of the guards, and they had shooters in the corners. Also with the big man rolling, with KJ rolling to the basket as well, too. So they really spread them out, drove them, and guys were ready to shoot, and they were just finding guys.
I think, too, you look at Kansas forcing the 21 turnovers. I mean, really, you felt Kansas defensively in this game. Missouri really couldn't move the ball that well, and you talk about – you flip the script and you look at the assist numbers, 24 assists for Kansas. They did have 14 turnovers, but the balance there, DeJuan had 9 and he's always going to carry Kansas. But I thought, you know, Jalen's obviously had some big assist games. He was, again, still solid at a couple of assists, but how about Grady Dick with 5 assists? You know, I think when you share the ball, like DeJuan shares it, it rubs off, you know, guys, I thought really unselfish ball from Kansas for much of the game, right? I just didn't feel like Kansas got out of who they were. And we, you know, we can talk about the bench and, you know, the bench production and development of the bigs and to play, you know, the competition that Kansas has coming. I thought these 5 though, and when you're playing small, you've got to be able to pass and you've got to be able to make the extra play and make the right read. And I just felt like those starting five, they did a great job. You look at the plus minus scales of that plus 5, you had DeJuan at plus 33, Jalen plus 31, KJ plus 27. Like that's so impactful of how they were defending and then taking their defense to offense, highly efficient, going 57% from the field, 10 threes, you make 15 of 19 free throws. That's just a great night, both ends of the floor.
Yeah. And again, didn't mention great points, Jared. Didn't mention Grady. You know, Grady to me was really impressive, and not just because, you know, he started out 3 for 3 from 3 and really got these guys, you know, rocking, but normally I don't see Grady getting 5 assists like you mentioned, and I don't normally see Grady getting 7 rebounds. So to be able to see Grady score, rebound, and facilitate and be able to create, I think that was really big for the Jayhawks as well, too.
Yeah, no question. When you look at this game too, from a standpoint of it's a hostile environment, a road test. I just felt like too that there was a fearlessness to Kansas where they weren't looking over Missouri at all. You know, They were coming in. They knew it was a rivalry. You know, they had a week off too. So when you're off for a week, there is, does Kansas come out flat? You know, does Kansas come out firing on all cylinders, you know, executing? And that's what really jumped out too, was I just thought it was flawless in terms of their execution. And I think it stems from the championship pedigree of DeJuan Harris and Jalen Wilson, because I think those two guys really set the tone. And then Kevin McCullough and Grady and KJ just followed suit. But it starts for Kansas too, on just how they defended. You know, they really did a great job of locking in, forcing some bad shots, forcing some turnovers, and man, just spreading Missouri out and really exploiting the lack of athleticism. I just speaks to the game plan. Also, when you're on the road, you know, Missouri made a few runs in the second half to cut it to 14 or 12. And man, if Kansas just didn't say, nope, that's enough, and put the foot right back on the gas and got it back up to 25 to 30. And that's a sign of a great team that can withstand any run's going to happen when you're on the road. Teams are going to get hot, make some shots, but you're able to withstand that and just continue to keep your foot on the gas and stay aggressive.
Yeah.
And that is another great sign of what Kansas did in that second half.
Yeah. And, no matter how the game goes, and I think, you know, talking about that defensive point you just mentioned, no matter how the game goes, you know, when you're making shots, everything's always great. But again, when that team goes on that run, that means you're probably not scoring. The ball's not going in for you. And it's good to see Kansas be able to play through that and figure out, you know, we can still guard even if we're not making shots, and we can still withstand the run and still be able to stay locked in and focused and get back to where, you know, their comfort zone and where they feel really strong. So I think that was a great point to still be able to see them take some punches back, but still be able to keep their feet, both feet on the ground, strong and solid, and still be able to play within the concept of what the coaches want them to do.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Kansas, as we transition, I think it's really an interesting time for KU. You know, they bounce back and they've won now three in a row, two at home, one on the road. They come home and they get Indiana. And I think this is a great – they still have Harvard. They have two more games in their non-conference slate. And then they'll start league play against Oklahoma State, and then you're in the family. But it's a big – last, you know, not to say Harvard's not a good non-conference game, but this Indiana game I've had circled. Indiana's a very good team. They're 8-2. They got a solidified big in Trace Jackson Davis, who averages 16-8, shooting close to 65% from the field. He's a senior. He's been around. He's a double-double waiting to happen. And he can just absolutely take over a game with his ability to finish. He's an explosive athlete, very, very quick for his size. He's a five, but he does so many things that impact winning. And he's also, you know, really improved as a shot blocker. He averages a couple blocks a game. It's a big matchup in terms of Kansas at home against Indiana, 8-2 team. A lot of talent on this Indiana roster. Jalen Hood-Schifino is a freshman. Malik Renu is a freshman as well. Both those guys. Montverde kids, really, really talented, high-level program. But there's also some returners on this team. Xavier Johnson, Miller Kopp, Race Thompson. Like this is a good team. It's a solid, solid Big Ten matchup, Big 12, Big Ten matchup of a team that's highly competitive, that's going to be an NCAA tournament team, in my opinion. What's your thoughts of just, you know, a big game on Saturday? Kansas has a week to prepare for this. I always like when Bill Self has a lot of time, the magician has time to prepare for these games. What's your initial thoughts? So, you know, going into this matchup against Indiana, you know, knowing league plays right around the corner.
Yeah. You know, this is no fluff of a game. It's an early game as well, too. 11 a.m. game. And again, Indiana's been rocking. I know they've just had a little patch these last two of the last three games, you know, where they've suffered losses to Rutgers and number 10 Arizona. So this is either a team that's, you know, they're kind of coming in licking their wounds a little bit. But again, this is a team that still has a little bit of time to make some adjustments as well, too. And they've had this date circled on their calendar as well, too. Tamar Bates, who's actually from Kansas City, he's going to be so I know he's going to be amped up for this game. He's going to be talking about it all throughout that locker room and with the Indiana guys, telling them how big this game is for him. It's close to the city. So I think these guys are going to be amped up. Anytime you play Kansas, I think you are going to be amped up. But this is a team that you cannot take for granted. Even though they may be coming in licking their wounds, sometimes that's when the fight can get a little bit even more crazier. When people know that they're down, they feel like they're backed into a corner and they just come out swinging as hard as they can, like they have nothing else to lose. So this is a team that is definitely trying to get back on track, losing the last two out of three. Last thing I think they would want to do is come out on this stretch 1-3. And I know the Jayhawks are going to do everything in their power to make sure they can come out on this little stretch 1-3, winning the last 1-3 games.
No question. Mike Woodson's a heck of a coach. He's NBA pedigree, obviously, and has been in Indiana now for a couple of years. But I think this is probably his best team. And you look at, you know, this is a team that can score. They average 81 a game. They're a team that's a solid rebounding team. They shoot over 50% from the field. A lot of that is they got great inside out play. You know, Trace is the man around the rim. As a team, they shoot over 50. At the line, they're over 70 and a 36% 3-point shooter. Miller Cup is a 49%. He's a specialist.
Yeah.
Kansas is going to have to find him at all times in transition. Tamar shooting 41, which I think is a great sign.
Yeah.
It's a big growth for him. And then Trey Galloway off the bench shoots 46% from three. Indiana's going to play nine guys.
Yeah.
You know, that when we the same thing we were talking about in the Mizzou-Kansas game, which I thought Kansas did a terrific job, is Missouri got nothing from their bench in that matchup. I'm curious how this matchup goes with Indiana, because they play nine guys, and they're gonna have guys that are going to come in, be able to shoot the ball. Grace Thompson is really good. George Geronimo is very athletic.
Yeah.
As a four. You know, he's a highly talented kid coming out. So this team's talented, and it's going to be a really good test for Kansas. You know, two ranked teams. Indiana knows this is a huge game for them in terms of their resume. And you hate to talk about resumes, but we're closing out non-conference play. So we're getting closer to league play, and you want to try to get as many quality wins as you can, as you know, before you start league play.
Yeah, nobody wants to lose. I mean,
yeah, that's right.
nobody prepares to lose, but it's just a part of the game. And again, you know, the question is, you know, and it's just, you know, when is the development for the bigs. You know, when are they going to come around? When is it going to click for them? Because the last thing you want to do is see those five guys get in foul trouble. You know, that starting core for KU get in foul trouble. And then you have to go deeper into your bench and rely on them. But again, maybe that could be a good thing. Give somebody a chance to, because they have to get thrown into the fire. But you don't want to rely as a coach for that to happen. Like, well, shoot, maybe we throw him in there. Maybe it'll just click in the game. You want to know that it's been clicking in practice. And I think there's just some things that KU are just waiting to figure out before they unleash those young bigs.
I think there's some interesting matchups too with Xavier Johnson and DeJuan Harris.
Yeah.
You know, two guys that are really good passing guards. Mm-hmm. Xavier Johnson's averaging close to 5 assists a game. Great speed. He is very, very quick downhill. Probably, you know, 6'3", so he's got pretty good size. But really a guy that creates really well at the second line. He can get by defenders. So it's going to be a fun matchup with DeJuan Harris. And then I'm really curious the Trace Jackson Davis, KJ Adams matchup. I also think you could see some Jalen Wilson in this game guarding him.
Yeah.
You know, and trying to get Jalen is so good in terms of defending around the paint with his strength. That lower body strength is such a weapon, and he's a great rebounder. So Kansas is going to have to match up with Trace Jackson Davis, and Coach Self will have a good game plan around that. But they got to cut off Trace Jackson Davis, because if he goes, he's fully capable of having a, you know, triple double. He's had one of those already. He can get you 15, 18 rebounds in a game. So that's a big, big piece of this game, is how Kansas tries to really help out in terms of taking away Trace Jackson Davis in this game.
Yeah, again, that I think that's one of the matchups I'm interested to see, because again, if there's a struggle with taking that away, again, you're going to have to go deeper into the bench. So, you know, being able to play without fouling is going to be really, really crucial against Davis, because such of a force that he is around the rim. So that's going to be very interesting to see, you know, how Coach Self and his staff get their players prepared. Again, they have another week to prepare, and again, it's going to be league play here pretty soon. So who knows? We might see some bigs. We might not see some bigs. Who knows? But that Davis matchup, I think, could be a different type of X factor in this game.
Yep. Kansas has Indiana, then they have Harvard at home as well. And then after the holiday, they turn the page to Big 12 play. So we'll have a lot to break down next week. Looking forward to this matchup, Kansas-Indiana. It's going to be a great one. Allen Fieldhouse should be rocking. Early game, early tip. Those are some fun ones.
Yep.
So we'll see how this game matches up. Two really good programs, two good leagues. So it's going to be a fun matchup. Jeff, we'll talk next week. Have a good rest of your week, buddy.
Hey, you bet. See you, man.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all 6 of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.